Canto 4, Chapter 18. Prithu Maharaj milks the earth. Maitreya said, after Mother Earth thus had offered King Prithu prayers, his lips were still trembling of anger. She, in fear, then managed to come to her senses and spoke again. Please pacify your anger, O King. Understand that what I have said as someone who, as an intelligent person, just like a bumblebee, gathers the essence from everywhere. By the great sages who realized the truth, methods were found and applied for the common people to have a better life in both this world and the next. For anyone who fully follows the principles that are traditionally taught to the inexperienced who live by their faith, it is very easy to enjoy life. He who, in neglect of the traditions, not properly versed, engages on his own initiative, will, in pursuing his goals, see himself fail time and again. O King, I see that all the plans that in the past were created by Lord Brahma and are cherished by me are now in the hands of irresponsible people with no respect for the spiritual practice. With me not being taken care of and neglected by local rulers like your goodness, I have, for this world that has fallen into thievery, hidden all the herbs and seeds that are needed for the offerings. Because of being hidden within me for such a long time, those plants, fruits and seeds have deteriorated, and therefore your majesty should take them out the way it is prescribed. O hero, arrange for a calf for me. And if you also arrange for a milking pot and a milkman, I will, from my affection for it, fulfill all your desires in the form of milk for each of you. I will also, O mighty Armed One, O protector of the living beings, if you want, provide for the food you desired to feed yourself. You will also have to engage in leveling me, the earth, O King, so that the water that fell from the sky by the mercy of the Godhead, after the rainy season, has not flown away, O Mighty One. Thinking of the pleasing and good words of the earth, the King engaged with a calf, so that the representative of mankind, thus milking, obtained all the crops. Everywhere else, other men of intelligence also acquired the wealth by likewise caring for a calf and thus milking from Prithu's planet Earth whatever they wanted. O good one, the sages milking the goddess with their senses as the milking pot, produced by dint of sage Brihaspati as the calf, milk in the pure form of the Vedic hymns. Producing from Indra, the king of heaven, as the calf, the godly milked into a golden pot the nectar of the milk of mental power and the strength of the body and the senses. The sons of Diti, the enemies of God, produced with Prahlada as the calf, with the most important devotee among the godless, the milk of fermented and distilled beverages in an iron pot. The singers and denizens of heaven produced with him who was named Vishvavasu as the calf, into a vessel in the form of a lotus, the milk of sweet music and beauty. The most fortunate demigods responsible for the funeral rites, with great faith, produced with Aryama, from the realm of the ancestors, the milk of the offerings of food into an unbaked earthen pot. The perfected souls and the scholars and such, appointing Kapila as the calf, produced with the eater as the milking pot, the knowledge of proceeding at will with yogic mystic powers. Others, endowed with magical and mystical powers, produced with Maya as the calf, and with concentration, the milk of the wondrous ability of making the body invisible. The descendants of Kuvera, the demons, the ghosts, and the witches, who are all habituated to eating meat, with Lord Shiva's incarnation Rudra as the calf, milked out a beverage made of blood in a pot of skulls. So also the snakes with and without hoods, the scorpions and the constrictor snakes produced with Takshaka as the calf, their chief, the milk of poison in the pot of the snake pit. The four-legged creatures produced, with the bull carrier of Lord Shiva as the calf, from the green grasses their milk in the pot of the wilderness. The other sharp-toothed animals, the predators, with the lion as their calf, milked out the flesh of other beings, and the birds, with Garuda as their calf, produced in the pot of their own body, the milk of the moving insects and worms and non-moving living beings, the plants and grasses. With the banyan tree as their calf, the different trees produced milk in the form of their juices, while the hills and mountains, with the Himalayas as the calf, produced the various minerals of their peaks. With the leaders as the calves, and with each his own specific milking pot, from the planet Earth ruled by King Prithu, the milk was produced of everything needed. O chief of the Kurus, milking the earth with the different calves, pots and milkers, this by Prithu and the otters following his example, the milk was obtained of all the different forms of food needed by the living entities. King Prithu, being very pleased with all desirables produced as milk, full of affection, thereafter treated the planet Earth as if she was his own daughter. The emperor, the mighty son of Vena, with the power of his bow had broken up all the hilltops of the entire Earth, and thus had leveled, cultivated her almost completely. And so the Supreme Lord, present on this Earth as the son of Vena, was as a father to the citizens in employing them, and in preparing at different locations for numbers of suitable dwellings according to the need, villages, cities, settlements and forts of different kinds, as also habitations for the milkmen, pens for livestock, camps, mines, agricultural towns and mountain hamlets. Before Prithu, there was on this earth certainly never this kind of planning of towns and villages. One used to live everywhere, unrestricted, as one liked.